and then throw it up, it won't come down. It'll keep going up. Hallelujah. Why? Because that law, man, lift you out of this gravity atmosphere supersedes the law of gravity. It'll overtake the law of gravity. Just like the laws in God's kingdom, boy, they supersede them. They supersede all the laws. All the laws of this world system that we live in right now, well, we learn the laws of the kingdom. I told you, we bring to you the kingdom ministry of God. You know the Bible is about a king. It's about his kingdom. And it's about, man, his kids. I call it the three Ks. The king, the four Ks. The king, the kingdom, his kids, and the keys to the kingdom. What's the keys to the kingdom? The functioning principles of the kingdom. How the kingdom operate, how the kingdom function, how to get everything that's in the kingdom, man, out of the unseen realm, man, out of the heavenly realm, into more this earthly realm, man, in manifestation, thereby displaying the glory of God in the earth. And God has said that when Jesus came, like I told you, he didn't come to do away with the law. He come to fulfill the law and set up, man, not no new laws, but set up, man, the original laws of God. The original law. I'm going to say it again. The original laws of God that got lost in the fall. The Bible is about a king, a kingdom. His kids and the keys of his kingdom. Amen. That's what his word, amen, has been given to us for. That's what the knowledge and the information and the Holy Spirit been given to us for. So that we could know that. What? So that we could know about, man, this king that we serve, the King of Kings. So that we could know, man, about his kingdom. What's the kingdom? The territory over which a king has power, control, and influence. And in their kingdom, what the king say goes. Lord. What's a kingdom again? That's a king's domain, or the domain of a king, or a place or a territory that a king has dominion over. That's power, control, and influence. And everything in the kingdom is the embodiment of the king. Everything in the kingdom belongs to the king. Everything. All the citizens, everything in the kingdom, man, belong to the king. And let me tell you something, boy, it ain't no democracy. It ain't no voting in or voting out, baby. He's a king for life. And the Bible says he's the king of kings. Who's the kings he's the king of? This king that's the king of everything? Who's the kings that he's the king of? That's you and I. We the little kings. I'm going to say that again. We the little, when you say Jesus Christ, King of Kings, we the kings that he's the king of, we them little kings. Unfortunately, we don't know how to reign in life. We know how to have a good church and put on good programs and seminars and all that. And that's a great thing and good things. But boy, that's a greater thing, man. We know all about our priesthood, our spiritual representation. Well, you don't know nothing about our kingship. We got on our priestly garment and everything else, man. We know how to conduct ourselves, man, as Christians and as believers, you know, especially amongst other Christians and other believers. But where your crown at? We got on our turban. We can have some good church, like I always say, and I like that. That's a good thing. I like good message and inspirational message because it stirs me up. But I know the purpose for it. Stirs me up, man, to go and do what the Bible say, search the scriptures to see whether what the prophet was saying or the preacher was saying, man, is in line, man, with the scriptures. It stirred me up to go get some information. Then when I put them two together, then I really don't need the preacher to hype me up on Sunday. Boy, I can get to meditating in God's word. What that is, man, that's watering that seed. When I go and get the seed, well, that's the observation of it, like we said earlier. That's the seed. Then, man, I get some understanding, man, what I got to do with the seed. I can't just pack it around and carry it around in a pack and everything else. If I want, man, what's in that seed, man, in manifestation, man, what all it contains in it, I got to plant it. Until the seed is planted and die. It's about it alone. You got to plant it in the ground for it to produce, man, all the potential that's on the inside of it. That's the application. And when that thing is put into application and put to work in our life, boy, we're going to, like I said earlier, look our devil. And watch this. This ain't got nothing to do with what you and I are doing. This is what the King is doing. This is what the Father is doing. When I begin to go and search the Lord, you know, and search the scriptures, man, I'll never forget 1980, man. I was on my way back from Houston, Texas. I was a drug dealer back in the days. And the Lord, man, spoke to my heart on my way back from Houston, Texas and said, hey, sinner, you on your way to hell? I said, oh, Lord. Got my attention. It's a personal encounter with the Lord. I wasn't searching for God. I wasn't looking for God. Because he wasn't lost. It was me that was lost. He came found me. He came looking for me. Hey, no man come to God except he be drawn by the Spirit. We testify and say 10 years ago I found the Lord. No, you didn't find the Lord. He found us. He come summons us. He called us. Changed my life. Oh, Lord. And then I didn't confer, you know, like Paul in what the churches were done, man, because, man, I had one desire after that encounter. I wanted to know more about, man, what he had to say, because he spoke to my heart that night. And all I wanted to know is, man, I wanted to hear in the fellowship and commune with him, man, again. I wanted to feel that experience again. So I began, man, to not go after religion and position and pastorship and all that, but I begin to go out to the Word of God. I begin to search the Scriptures. I begin to read day and night and day, man, meditating in the Word of God. This is back in 1980, all the way up until now. And then I discovered something, man. I discovered, boy, you know, through this and through that learning and everything else, boy, I'm talking about not me, myself. This is what God did in me, man. I just give you a little bit of my testimony, man. He called me out. He chose me. I wasn't looking for him. I told you I was selling drugs. And I heard a little message, and all I said was, Lord, I don't know if you're real or not, but if you're real, when he told me I was on my way to hell, if you're real, then save me, because I sure don't want to go to hell. What I did, I called up on the name of the Lord. And when I called up on the name of the Lord, the Bible says, whosoever should call up on the name of the Lord, it didn't say might be, could be, may be. It says shall be saved. Yes, indeed. So I called on his name, man, and he saved me. And from that day forward, man, I just wanted to know, man, what you had. I just wanted to hear his voice again. I just want to fellowship and talk with him again. So he led me, man, not to church. He led me to his word. And I became a student of the word, a disciple of the word. And I studied the word and read the word and went after the word, you know. Not for sermons or messages like that, boy. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to hear God in his word. I want to see what he had to say. I want him to talk to me again. And, man, after a little while, boy, I begin to hear his voice again in his word. And, man, just like on that night when that happened, man, I couldn't wait to come and tell all my peers and all my friends that, boy, this God that we've been hearing about all our lives and everything else that we know of, he's alive and well. But then, man, you say, hey, listen, son, there's a lot of them that I call, but they went before they got sent. So they had good intentions, but they really wasn't equipped, you know. So where I began to just study and read and study and read and study and read all the way up until this day right now, to the place now, you know, I just do like what they do. I just meditate in the word. I just could. All the word that I done ate for years and years and years, man, I just meditate in it day and night. And as I do that, man, you know what it becoming, man? You know, it becoming in my spirit, a part of me. For what purpose, Lord? Like I told you, I have to pray for everything. For what purpose, Lord? So that, man, I can come on this radio broadcast and share with you, man, the kingdom ministry of God to your life. What's the kingdom ministry of God to your life? That's the message, that's the gospel that Jesus preached. What's the gospel that, what's the message that Jesus preached? Jesus preached all of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That's what he preached. That's all he preached. If you search, if you read the Bible and read it correctly, you know, in the New Testament, the four gospels, Jesus had one message. Many different aspects of it, but one message. What was the message, man? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Everything that he talked about was pertaining to that. Everything, not some, not most, everything was all about, man, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. I told you this Bible is about a king, his kingdom, his kids, and his keys. Jesus Christ came with the keys of it, the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of it, the functioning principles of it. What? The king and his kingdom and his keys that's in it. Amen. He proclaimed that. That's what he preached. But there's a gospel to it. The word gospel simply means, come from a Greek word, evangelion, which simply means, man, glad tidings or good news. So he didn't just preach the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, but he preached the good news about it. What's the good news about it? What's the gospel of it? The good news about it and the gospel of it is that's available to us right now. What? All of the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? God's way of doing things. What's the kingdom of heaven? All of the attributes of heaven. And he's saying, if you begin to, man, do things, find out, man, God's way of doing things, what that, and it's in his word, and then begin to apply that to your life and act on that and do the application of God's word in your life, then, man, all of the things of heaven, all of the kingdom of heaven, all the attributes of heaven, all the blessings of heaven, all the kindness, the love, the salvation, the healing, the all of heaven and all that heaven has to offer us, man, you say, the Lord say, that'll be added unto us. Lord. I'm going to say it again. He come preaching, man, the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. What? That's available to us. When, Arthur? Right now. If you're not careful, you'll be trying, man, you'll be doing everything else to get saved and make it to heaven. When Jesus Christ came to bring heaven to you, I'm going to say that again. If we're not careful, man, in religion, everything that we do is try to make it to heaven. Most people in church don't even know, man, you know, if you ask them are they righteous, man, and all, if you ask them are they saved, they say, well, I'm trying my best to make it in. Listen, man, you are saved. You are righteous. You may not have received it. You might not have grabbed a hold of it and seized it and placed it in your possession. But, man, that thing that Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago on Calvary, he will wash you white as snow, man. Though your sins be like scarlet, man, when God look down here and see you, he see you covered by the blood. He don't even see your faults and mistakes. He see the perfection. He see what he created. He's trying to get us to see ourselves the way we see ourselves and begin to start walking and talking and living, man, like that. We're not too careful, man. We be too busy, man, trying to crucify the flesh, trying to live the crucified life. Man, when we need to try to, man, focus on, man, the resurrected life. The Bible says we was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but it's Christ that's living on the inside of us. That just as God raised him from the dead, he's raised us up and made us to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all of our circumstance, situation, and symptoms that the principalities, powers, and rules of darkness and wicked spirits, that's all the devil's demons and the devil himself, man, far above all the authority and power and dominion over our lives. Where that's at, man? That's in the resurrected life. When is the resurrected life? That ain't in the sweet by and by, man. That's right now. When you were born again, glory to God. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, man, you are sure for heaven, man, if you really. And most of us have and are, but they don't know, man. They don't understand it. So they're still trying to get what they already have. So they start trying to, man, live a certain way, man, to appease deity. When there's another law in the kingdom, man, besides the law of life that sets you free from the law of sin and death, the way you live this life, man, the just shall live by faith. That's a law in the kingdom. How you live this life now, you know, by law? No. how you get all this that God has for us, man, by the observance of the law? No. The Bible say by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I don't mean that you can just do anything and forget about the law. Say, no, you know, you want to establish the law in your heart? Yeah, the way you do it, man, in the kingdom of God, the just shall live by faith. What's that? Faith in what God doing. In order for you to live by faith, man, you got to know what he's doing. And you got the man, you know, hear what he's doing and find out what he's doing and hear it 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 and hear it. Because that's how faith comes, by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Just like you got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, man. You know why you got faith that the Lord Jesus Christ can heal? Because, boy, you've been hearing and hearing and hearing. You know why you got faith that, man, Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he opened blind eyes and unstopped death ears and raised the dead and all that? Because you've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. But, boy, when you start hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, man, what you can do. Not just what Jesus did, but what you can do through Christ Jesus and through what he done for you. And you can. The Bible say the works that I do shall you do also. That word shall mean most definitely. He didn't say you're going to be. When God gave the laws to Moses, let me help you with something. When God gave the law to Moses and said, thou shall not, you know, he wasn't telling the man what not to do. He was telling the man what you most definitely not going to do. The word shall mean most definitely. So when he say, thou shall not, man, covered, or thou shall not steal, he's saying thou most definitely will not steal. Thou most definitely will not commit adultery. Thou most definitely, why? Because I created you holy and blameless and without sin and covered in my love. Oh, that might not be the way you are now. That might not be what it looked like, but we don't walk by sight. I told you to just walk by faith. Faith in what? That God has perfected in you, man, everything that he done already decreed and declared. And in his kingdom, man, we're just becoming, man, who we already are. You need to know, man. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of people in the church, man, don't know that they saved. I don't know how to say it, Holy Ghost. Help me. Oh, Lord. Don't take this the wrong way, radio audience. But in God's kingdom, and we all in God's kingdom, we just don't know how to operate in it. It's a kingdom of ignorant kings. When I say ignorant, I don't mean stupid, dumb. That word, I mean just not knowing. Not knowing that you're king. You ask every believer what you are, you know, in your relationship with God. Well, I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, I'm a praise and worship leader, I'm a member of the choir, I'm just a member of the church, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a we don't know who we really, really, really are. Listen, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yet we living and dying like mere men and mere women. When all the time, man, God has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Why are you telling this author all this here? Because this is just an introductory. I promise you, Red, but if you tune in to this radio broadcast, man, that it's going to be a tremendous blessing, man, to your life, to your family, to your circle of influence. Why? Because a light gonna go off. Hallelujah. And every time you listen to this broadcast, I promise you something, man. You're gonna be exalted in the word. You're gonna be built up in the word. You know, for the work of a ministry. Till, man, you know, you realize that, man, you know that till we all come to the unity of the faith, to a stature of Christ. Till we look just like Christ, till we fixed, predictable image. That's what a statue is, a fixed, predictable image of something. Until we become a statue of Christ, until we look just like Christ. Fixed, predictable. It's already fixed. You already know how we're going to act, how we're going to talk, how we're going to live. Right? Just like Christ. Look like him. Everything else. That's what this radio broadcast, man, as God has brought to you, man, is purpose to do. First and foremost, we're just getting again into the introduction of it. You hadn't heard anything yet. Wait till we get into the laws of God's kingdom and how God's kingdom functions and how to sow it and how to get. It ain't going to happen overnight. But boy, I can guarantee you one thing, man. The counsel of the Lord is going to stand. And many are the plans in a man's heart, but his purpose, it's going to prevail, man. And when you get in on what God is doing, and instead of, you know, us coming up with our desire and our will for God and then trying to get him in on that, but when you find out what he's doing, and you're going to find out what he's doing through this radio broadcast, you're going to find out what he's doing. Not what my church is doing, not what my denomination is doing, not what the world is doing, not what the politician is doing, not what the scientist is doing, you know, not what everything else is doing, not what Corona is doing, not what the devil is doing, not what all the enemies and people and everything else is doing. Well, you're going to find out, man, what God is doing. Because that's all I know. That's all he showed me. And he said, go and make disciples of all men. Don't go make church members out of them. Go and make disciples. What's a disciple? A student. Go and teach them what? All things that I taught you. And he's saying, Lord, I'll be with you till the end of the age. So I just be an obedient man to the will of God. I come on this radio broadcast, man, you know, to be a blessing to your life. You know what that word blessing that means? It don't mean with things. It means things. That's incorporated in it, but that ain't what it means. When the Bible say, and God blessed them, that's the first time it's used in the book of Genesis. God say, be fruitful and multiply and be in my image. And God created them in his image. And his image created he them. Male and female created him. And then the Bible saying, God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. You know what that word blessed mean? It means God empowered them with all the ability, all the potential, everything that they need, man, to fulfill God's purpose and destiny for their life. Even before he brought them to the earth and manifested them on the earth, man, he built on the inside of us, man, the potential, man, and blessed us with everything that we have need of, man, to appropriate in our life everything that he's done, doing, and will do for us for all eternity. Well, it says he already blessed the God. And let me tell you something, man. What God then blessed can't be cursed, man. A devil might try and try to put something on him, man, but he's the Lord our God who will take it off of us. The enemy put the sickness on him, he say, "Ah, the Lord our God, I'll take sickness away from the midst of it." The enemy separated us from God, man, yet God, man, has given us the ministry of reconciliation so that we can come back into the presence of a holy God without any sense of guilt and condemnation. Listen, I just have one desire as we begin to bring this broadcast to an end. And that's that you might know him. Who? The only true God. That you might know him for yourself. Listen, don't put your faith in the wisdom of man. Don't put your faith in what I'm saying. You get your Bible out, you know. And when we come on this radio, we're going to be encouraging from time to time, man. Get you a pencil and paper if you're in the comfort of your home, man, you know. And take notes, man. You know, if you're going to, man, really get into the blessing of God and be, man, you know, the vessel, man, fit for the master's use, boy, I'm telling you, man, if you want all the blessing of God in your life, you're going to have to become, man, not just a member of a church, but you're going to have to become a disciple of Christ. What's that, man? You're going to have to become a student of the word. You're going to have to go after the word. Listen, if your intention is not, man, to know the word of God, then this broadcast, man, you know, if you just want to be stirred up and hear a message, man, that's going to get you excited and everything else, then this broadcast might not be too, you know, as beneficial to you as it can be. But if you want to know the word of God for yourself, if you want to be able to search the scriptures, man, for yourself, to see whether even what I'm saying or what anybody say or any minister say or anybody say, you need, let me say it simple, you need to know the word for yourself. Can't put your faith in the wisdom of a man. I told you, just shall live by faith. You can get a little bit of faith by hearing our broadcast and our message and everything else, but when you start hearing yourself say what God's word say, that's when faith really comes in, by hearing. When you hear yourself, man, when you put God's word in your mouth yourself, in order for you to put God's word in your mouth for yourself, you need to know what he's saying. And you need to know what he's saying to you, not just what he said, man, in times past. Like Paul said in Hebrews, in time past, he spoke to us through the prophets. And let me say it simple. You not only need to know what he said in the old covenant, you need to know what he's saying in the new covenant, too. If you're not careful, man, most of our messages and everything else come from the old covenant. And we need to know how to incorporate those two together, man, so that, man, it fulfill, man, the overall covenant of God, the new and the old, combined together, man. But he has that design that way. He has a way, man, for us men to come together. That's why I say if we, man, go after his word, if we seek first the kingdom of God, if you go after God and go after the word first, make the word a priority in your life, Listen, your attitude toward the word of God determines what place God holds in your life. And your attitude toward it determines what the outcome going to be. If you got a lackadaisy attitude toward the word of God, then you're going to have a lackadaisy relationship with God. And the outcome is going to be lackadaisy. And your walk going to be tarnished and everything else. But boy, I'm talking about if you go after the word of God and what God say. In other words, he said this way, if you seek first the kingdom of God, I mean seek it. What you mean seek? Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Ask and keep on asking. Keep on going after more and more and more out. Become hungry, man, for the word of God. Why? Because that's your life system. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but the word of the Lord going to abide forever. And boy, if you get that on the inside of you, that's going to preserve you. It might not preserve this physical body to it. It'll do it to an extent, but it'll preserve you. Glory to God. It'll preserve you. What? For all eternity. I told you heaven and earth going to pass away, but the word of the Lord going to abide forever. And if that word in your spirit and in your soul, then it going your spirit and your soul going to abide forever. And this is the good news about your spirit and soul abiding forever. It's going to abide forever, man, in the presence of the Lord, in the kingdom of God on earth forever and ever and ever. This is my greatest fear. This is my greatest, this is what prevails me, you know. Everybody ain't. Salvation has been provided for everybody, but man, you know, is everybody going to be saved? Is everybody going to receive the gift? I told you the penalty for sin is death, but that's that conjunction word again. The gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in his words. Listen, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I'm not speaking to your circumstance, your situation, or your symptoms. I'm speaking, man, into your spirit. What? The word of God. And you ain't got to try to remember it. You ain't got to try to do none of that, man. That's the good news. That's the benefits of the gospel of the kingdom, man. You ain't got to remember this here. It's like, man, and just like Jesus did to the disciples. He said, you ain't got to take no thought of what you're going to say or nothing like that. And he said, and then how be it when the spirit of truth come, he'll bring you in remembrance of everything I told you. I'm just, man, you know, a voice crying, man, in the wilderness. And you know what? Not like John, but kind of more like Joshua, like. And know what I'm saying, man? You know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, I'm saying, man, it's time for us as the church, man, to come out of our wilderness experience, man. We done already crossed the Red Sea over into this wilderness experience. We already saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb and all the other good stuff like that. But then there's another thing that we must do. What? There's another body of water that we must cross. Well, we didn't cross the Red Sea. We're not in Egypt no more. We're not of the world no more. But we must cross the Jordan River. Because that's where our inheritance is at. That's where our inheritance is at. Listen, my time is up, and I ask you to stay tuned, you know. And if you would like to have, you know, any of the recordings that we have, the message that we have, we'd be more than happy to send it to you. Our contact number is 713-870-3776. Again, that contact number is Arthur and Gail LaValle Ministries, Outreach Ministries. And that number is 713-870-3776. If you have any questions or anything, and we're going to perfect this broadcast as we go on and on and weeks to come, it's going to be even more organized and even a place for you to call in and have your comments. But if you have any questions or want to contact us again, that number is 713-870-3776. You know, we really love you, and we love you with the love of the Lord. And our desire that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Again, my wife and I, Gail, sending our love to you. We want you to know that we love you. And we always will. Stay tuned and tell a friend about our radio ministry, our outreach ministry. And again, we promise to be a tremendous blessing to you and your family. God bless you, and we love you, and we look forward to next week, the same time. Stay blessed. That everything is all right. Know that, and we're going to help you come to the knowledge of it. We love you again. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a